Safe Streets Morgantown is a group pushing for an ordinance to ban the truck traffic through Morgantown's downtown business district. According to their proposal, trucks weighing over 20,000 pounds with three or more axles would be unable to drive through Morgantown with exceptions. Those exceptions include emergency, government, solid waste, towing, and delivery vehicles, as well as vehicles detoured through the city and those vehicles who receive a permit from the city manager's office. Other attempts to limit traffic have been made and failed most recently in 2006. Since then, Safe Streets has examined state code, and the attorney and spokesman for the group, Brian McAllister, says the law permits cities to pass such ordinances.
The code, as we see it, is very clear, and the legislature has said in Chapter 17 and Chapter 17C of our code, that municipalities are, in fact, afforded the authority to regulate traffic consistent with their safety regulatory authority, as we propose. And nowhere in the code does it say that a municipality acting within the scope of that authority needs to confer with the DOH or get the DOH's blessing in advance of taking this type of action.
Still, Morgantown City Manager Jeff McCorsky sent a letter to the state's Secretary of Transportation, Paul Maddox, stating that, quote, the city has received volumes of complaints from residents, property owners, and businesses along State Route 7 regarding noise, debris falling out of trucks, health concerns from exhaust, safety concerns, and congestion because of the heavy truck traffic. McCorsky's letter cited limestone trucks in particular that travel through the town between 4 a.m. and through the middle of the afternoon, and requested audience with officials to discuss the proposed ordinance that would limit traffic. The city manager says the Department of Highways responded in word and letter, expressing that the code in question, when read in context, doesn't allow for local management of roads within the state road system. Therefore, the letter reads, without the permission of the commissioner, any such municipal regulation would be invalid. Again, Safe Streets spokesperson Brian McAllister.
This is a requirement that is made in hundreds, if not thousands, of municipalities around our country. And so we don't think that it's too much of an imposition for these trucks from going around the city. We strongly believe that the benefits to the people of the city of Morgantown, as well as to our business owners, is immense. So is there hope that the DOH would join us and support us in our effort to improve our community? Yes, absolutely. We would hope that the DOH would do that.
Morgantown's city manager, McCorsky, says that he thinks the Department of Highways approval is unlikely, since his understanding is that the department would only approve the ordinance if the town were to take on all of the maintenance and road management responsibilities, including snow removal and repairs. Nevertheless, the ordinance is slated to be read at Morgantown's next city council meeting on August 19th. A public hearing would follow, then a second reading if the order is to be passed. Whether or not the council will seek approval from the Department of Highways or challenge their interpretation of code is unknown. The West Virginia Department of Highways didn't return any phone calls to discuss this story. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.